With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth saluted a gathering of U.S. Marines at Camp Pendleton in California this afternoon as part of the U.S. Marine Corps' 250th anniversary celebration. The Vice President is the first Marine to ever hold the office and credited his formative Marine experience for influencing his current official responsibilities. Vice President Vance had served as combat correspondent with the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing, who deployed to Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Our motto, Marines, is Semper Fidelis, which means in Latin, always faithful. Though the shape of the battlefield will change, our nation will be just fine, so long as fellow Marines just like you remain faithful to that great Marine Corps legacy. My fellow Marines, you have the watch now.
Disgraced New York Congressman George Santos is getting out of prison thanks to President Trump, who has commuted his sentence.
The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress. He flipped a House seat representing Long Island, but served less than a year in office after it was revealed that he lied about college and former jobs and fabricated much of his life story. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump is slamming Democrats over the ongoing government shutdown. In an interview on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Mr. Trump said Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is being beaten by everybody that they pull against him. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially those in Africa. The ministry says in many cases, people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they are slipping into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia who grew up Christian but continue to visit witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction. This is SRN News. The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean children off social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition. Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms could be fined millions starting in December if they don't take steps to prevent young Australians from holding accounts. Australia's age restriction is being watched closely. Keith Peters, Washington.
Hospitals and doctors' offices are inviting singers and musicians to help patients manage their pain. No one is suggesting that a catchy song can completely eliminate serious pain, but music's ability to help manage and reduce pain is getting more attention. More on these stories at srnnews.com.